the defense team first called former Minneapolis police officer Scott Creighton to the stand. Creighton's body cam footage from a 2019 traffic stop in which Floyd was a passenger was shown. The judge instructed jurors that the video was only to show what influence the use of opioids may have had on Floyd's behavior the day of his death, a year later, and not as a judgment on his character. In the video, Creighton approaches the passenger window with his gun drawn and directs Floyd to keep his hands visible.
Put him up on the dash! Put him on the dash! I'm not going to shoot you. Put your hands on the dash! Put your hands on the dash. The last time I'm going to tell you that. It's simple. He keeps moving his hands around. He won't listen to what I have to say.
Prosecutor Aaron Eldridge then asked Creighton if Floyd did follow his instructions.
You told him to undo his seatbelt, correct?
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
And he did that, right?
Yes, he did.
And then you said put your hands where I can see them, correct?
Yes.
And then he put his hands in the air?
Yes.
And then you told him to put his hands on the dash, is that right?
That's correct.
And that was when you grabbed his hand and forcibly put it on the dashboard of the vehicle, correct?
Vaughn, yes.
Eldridge then asked Creighton about Floyd's level of compliance amid a tense situation with multiple officers shouting instructions.
And then the other officer with you on the other side of the vehicle changed that to put your hands on your head, correct?
That's correct.
And then he put his hands on his head, right?
That's correct, yes.
And there was one officer who said that they were going to tase him, right?
That's what I heard, yes.
The defense then called retired Hennepin County paramedic Michelle Mosing to testify. She was called to check on Floyd that day in 2019. She said Floyd told her he had taken painkillers that day.
I don't remember if it was Oxy or Percocet, but it was a opioid-based.
Mosing said Floyd's blood pressure was very high that day and that he'd told her he hadn't been taking his blood pressure medication. Prosecutor Aaron Eldridge indicated in her questioning of Mosing that, despite the drugs in his system, Floyd never exhibited any life-threatening health issues while he was in her care.
His heart didn't stop?
No.
He didn't go into cardiac arrest?
No.
He didn't go into a coma?
No.
Derek Chauvin is charged with causing Floyd's death by pressing his knee into Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Medical experts have testified that Floyd's heart stopped last May due to a lack of oxygen. Chauvin's attorney called a witness who'd been a friend of Floyd's and a passenger in his car the day he died. Shawanda Hill told the court she ran into Floyd outside the store where he'd allegedly tried to pass a counterfeit $20 bill, leading to the police being called. Hill said Floyd had offered her a ride home and was sitting with her in the car talking for a few minutes when she got a phone call from her daughter. Hill said that's when Floyd fell asleep. She said she tried to wake him when store employees approached the car about the bill. She said Floyd was groggy, but did fully awaken when police arrived. Prosecutor Matthew Frank asked Hill about Floyd's apparent condition at that time.
Did he complain of shortness of breath at all?
No.
Did he complain of chest pains at all?
No.
And other than being sleepy or nodding off a little bit, did he seem abnormal to you in any way?
Not at all.
The defense also called a park police officer who was nearby and responded to a call for backup. Peter Chang described arriving and seeing Floyd sitting handcuffed and calm with his back against a wall. He did describe an agitated crowd that had gathered at the scene. Prosecutor Matthew Frank asked Chang whether he thought, while he was staying with Floyd's passengers across the street, that the situation was getting out of hand.
You assumed when you were doing that those four officers were okay over there because there were four of them, correct?
Yes.
And if they had radioed for help, you would have heard it over your radio?
Yes.
And they never radioed for help, did they?
No.
Defense attorneys then called police use of force expert Barry Broad. He testified that Chauvin and the other officers' use of force was reasonable and in keeping with police guidelines. He said that Floyd is still moving in parts of the video, which could be considered as resisting. Prosecutor Steve Schleicher, however, had a different take. During cross-examination, he contended that any movement from Floyd was a struggle to breathe.
It's much like the analogy that's used if somebody's holding your head underwater, there's a natural reaction to struggle, correct?
Yes.
Prosecution witnesses testified last week that Chauvin's keeping his knee on Floyd's neck long after he stopped moving was in direct violation of Minneapolis police policy on use of force. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.